Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
All right, welcome back. Hour two, where we will turn our attention to the NFL. Quick text on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. I watched Notre Dame the first two games. I get it, they lost to both of those teams, but that Notre Dame team that finished at Thanksgiving would have beaten both Miami and A&M second time around, not particularly close. Those teams were both trying not to lose on Saturday. Notre Dame better coached and just better. Too bad the better team didn't get in. Now, I tend to agree with you, and Vegas does too, that Notre Dame would be a favorite over Texas A&M and Miami.
Yes, but
they lost.
Win your conference. Oh, wait. What conference?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, he's right. Notre Dame is better.
Yeah, they're the better team.
But I would say Miami-Notre Dame would be a good one the second time around. I don't know that A&M-Notre Dame would. Notre Dame is one of the better teams in the country. They are a top five team. I was saying this bracket. Notre Dame is a top five team in the country, but I can't sit here and say they deserve to be in the tournament, belonged in the tournament under the current format because they lost those two games. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. They are keeping some emphasis on the regular season, and that, I mean, it matters. So, boo-hoo, they didn't make it. But I'm with that guy. Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame is scary if they are in this tournament, but they aren't.
And also, I mean, we did talk about how people thought that Notre Dame should be in over Alabama. Alabama came out and played a good football game, so I don't think that conversation is even very relevant anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think those conversations are over. It's over. It's done and toasted. But yeah, I just don't. Notre Dame did not. They lost those two games, and that's the end of it. Like, they just, I know you're good, but sorry. Who else did you beat after that? I mean, I think, I like Marcus Freeman. I think they're talented. I mean, they'd have been a handful in this tournament with Jeremiah Love, but sorry, didn't do enough.
And not playing the bowl game is, I mean,
yeah, they're weak. They looked bad.
That's just soft.
They looked bad. They made themselves look bad after how that all went down. Anyway, moving on to NFL Week 16. It was a good week. We were talking on Wednesday, before I left, that this was going to be a fun week. Really good matchups. Of course, I'm sure you guys talked about the Seahawks-Rams on Friday. What a game. Seahawks steal that one. The Jags go to Denver and dominate. And your Steelers are one step closer to winning that division and kind of shutting people up about Mike Tomlin. So we had some significant things, and it was a good week, but the week was really marred by the quarterback injuries. You know, with Lamar going out against New England. Jordan Love got hurt, and that was a huge loss for them. Mariota got hurt. McCarthy got hurt. Your boy Gardner Minshew got hurt. And that dude, do we know who that dude is that Kansas City threw in there?
No.
Never heard of the guy.
Went to South Dakota State.
Is that where he played?
I believe so.
I mean, we do every year. No show prepares you better to understand what quarterbacks are coming in when the inevitably QB1 goes down or even QB2 than this show. We do a backup quarterback game every August, early September, before the season starts. We do a third string quarterback game where we test Big Sook, our football guy. We test his mettle, and he passes every year, knowing who the backups are and the backups to the backups. I bet you he didn't even know who this guy was.
This dude's a former Steeler.
Never even heard of him. You didn't even know that. You're a Steeler fan.
Not even a clue. And by the way, a seventh round pick.
How do you pronounce that guy's name?
Chris Oladokun?
I don't know. I wasn't going to watch Tennessee and Kansas City, particularly once he got in there. So I don't know how you pronounce it. But so the week, you know, it kind of got marred by that. And our Christmas games now are going to kind of suck because of that. What do we get? We get Cowboys Commanders, and then who are the commies going to start? Daniels is out. Mariota's not coming back. Josh Johnson going to start? I mean, come on, man. And then you have Lions Vikings, where McCarthy is hurt, so it's probably Brosmer. And again, I give you, come on, man. And then you have Broncos Chiefs, where you're getting this guy whose name we can't pronounce. I mean, damn it. I don't think it's possible for them to flex Thanksgiving games because, well, holidays, plans and everything. People got a plan. But boy, if they could, you know they want to right now. And then Saturday, too. I mean, we were supposed to get Ravens-Packers. Well, we are going to get Ravens-Packers on Saturday. But Lamar and Jordan Love are hurt.
And the Packers have to lose two games for Detroit to win? Or I believe with that loss, Detroit doesn't have a chance. And Chicago has already locked down that division?
Has Chicago locked down that division? I'm not sure that that's right.
They're one game ahead? So this weekend would be
They split
clinching
with the Packers. So I don't know. So you're saying Packers may not have much to play for?
Yeah. Especially without their quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Because Malik Willis becomes a free agent after this year. Yeah. So, I mean, it could be a good run for Malik Willis to prove that he can get a contract somewhere else.
Well, and they both may play. I mean, Love and we shouldn't rule them out yet. But I'm saying, like, if that's Malik Willis versus Huntley, God. We do get Texans Chargers on Saturday. That could be good. Should be. But that's really what the week came down to. It's basically, I was looking at the playoff, if the playoffs started today. And so you've got, right now, Seattle would get the bye in the NFC, but there's a lot still left in the NFC West. By the way, excited to watch Gramps tonight again, play the Niners on Monday Night Football? Old Grandpa Phil?
I think he's going to sling it today.
What?
Is that crazy?
I think it is.
Is that crazy that I think he's going to go out and maybe throw for 300 and Michael Pittman's going to go hit all of his contract incentives?
I think that is crazy. But that doesn't mean it won't happen.
Crazier things have happened.
Yeah, I would say that. But I don't know, man. Watching Phil last week.
And San Francisco is just good schematically, so.
Yeah. Saleh might get after him a little bit. And I get all the injuries and everything, but I don't know. It could be a good one. Niners need it. I mean, it's a huge game. Colts need it. Niners need it. Could be fun, but I don't know. There was an article today on Yahoo about, are you excited to watch 44-year-old Philip Rivers? And it was talking about how we're all so excited to watch. I'm not so much. Not after seeing that first performance against Seattle. They almost won, but my God, I think I could throw a better ball than that.
I'd say he was heaving and hucking. Oh,
Jesus. Anyway, we got that game tonight. There's a lot still left to unfold in the NFC West. You know, the Niners could still win this. If the Niners win tonight, and then the Niners, I forget who they play next week, they got to win that one, and then they get Seattle at home for the division, essentially. So, that said, Seattle right now has the bye in the NFC, and then Denver still has the bye in the AFC. So you would have Houston at New England. These would be the playoff games if the playoffs started today. You would have Houston at New England. Awesome. Buffalo at Jacksonville. Awesome. And then you have the Chargers at the Steelers. Interesting game.
Kind of like that one.
For you guys? For your Steelers?
I mean, we got milk checked by Ladd McConkey the first time we played, but...
Did you say milk checked?
Milk checked. Ladd McConkey toasted us badly. It was it was a bad game.
When was that?
Wasn't that four or five weeks ago?
Was it? Yeah. It didn't seem like that. It was that long ago. And then the NFC would be Green Bay at Chicago. They would play again. This one in Chicago. And then San Francisco at Philly. And you would have the Rams at the, at this point, it would be the Panthers, but that could still possibly be Tampa. And the Rams, didn't they lose there? Rams lost at Carolina a couple weeks ago.
Yes, they did.
So, I don't know. It really feels to me like, and I don't know how you rank the teams in the AFC, but it really feels to me like it's the NFC West versus the AFC, right? Like, I don't buy the Eagles.
Not this year.
Yeah, I don't buy the Eagles this year. The Packers and Bears, not the Packers maybe, but it's really the best teams are the Rams, the Seahawks, and a side dish of the Niners, okay, in the NFC. But the AFC, that thing is wide open. Jags, how would you rank? Jags, Texans, Broncos, Chargers, Patriots, Bills.
I would go Patriots, Jags, Houston. Pittsburgh Chargers, just because the Chargers have so, I guess then Buffalo above Pittsburgh, but not above Houston.
Well, I didn't say Pittsburgh.
They're still up there. I'm sliding them in there.
Yeah, the Bills, okay, so the Bills and the Chargers are going to be about the quarterbacks, right? I mean, like Josh Allen and Justin Herbert got to carry their teams, and they're fully capable of that. I tell you what, this Jacksonville team, they look pretty damn good, dude.
I said a few weeks ago, I think they have the best line backer crew in the league with Devin Lloyd and Olakung, and they're dangerous.
Are the two best team? No, because the Patriots are better. Okay, are two of the top three best teams in the AFC the Jags and the Texans?
Yep.
And we, what if I had told you that in week four or three, whatever?
I would say C.J. Stroud is the reason for it, and that's not the case.
Dude, it's nuts. Nuts. AFC's awesome. NFC, it's the NFC West. But those would be the playoffs if they started today. And there's a lot still left to shake out, too. A lot of that can change. But the best game of the week was probably, well, Steelers-Lions best game of the week? No, Seahawks-Rams.
Chicago was a good game, too. I mean, it was low scoring, but
kind of a rock fight.
It was still a good game.
How did the Seahawks win that game?
I don't know. Impressive. Rashid Shaheed really changed the entire momentum.
That was huge.
I think that's probably the best offseason pickup of the year because he came in there, added a second option, gave you a little bit more help for JSN, and then he also has two returned kicks on the year.
Yeah.
That's a big game changer.
It definitely changed. I mean, Sam Darnold threw another effing pick. At that point, it was like the game's over. Like, that was their chance to maybe get a couple scores and get this to overtime. No, no, no. Sam Darnold rears his ugly redhead again. And then they get the punt return, and the game flips. Absolutely unbelievable they won that game. Rams got to be kicking themselves, man. But it was the weekend. It was the Seahawks and the Jags that made statements this week. And the Steelers, to some extent, winning in Detroit, that made statements this weekend. But still a lot left to shake out. All right, up next, we have some NFL news today. DK Metcalf suspended two games. We'll tell you what he did next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, in the news is coming up next. Later, where were you when 2000 NBA Finals edition? But first, some NFL news today. DK Metcalf suspended 2 games. He will not play the final 2 games for the Steelers. After he had an altercation with that Lions fan that apparently he hates and has had beef with before. So if you didn't see it, Metcalf went over to the sideline where this dude in a, or not the sideline, but like the front row of the seats, where this dude in a blue wig is, well, the guy in the blue wig says that he just said DK Metcalf's full name, and DK hates that. His name is DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf. So I don't know if we buy this guy's story.
It's a lot of he said, yeah. he said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know who should we believe? So the fan's name is Ryan Kennedy. He's from Pinckney, Michigan. He said he called Metcalf by his full name, DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf, which led to the altercation. Metcalf has a different version of events, claiming multiple derogatory words were used. Kennedy denied using any slurs in a statement released Monday through an attorney. Oh boy, the guy's already lawyered up. Well, Metcalf went over to him, and in classic DK Metcalf fashion, he can't control himself. He grabs the guy and then slaps at his face. So they've now suspended him 2 games for that. I don't know. I mean, you got to be, listen, fans are idiots, and this fan is an idiot, but you got to be better than that. And this is classic DK. So now he's cost himself 2 games and the Steelers 2 games.
And it might be the most important 2 games of the season.
Who they got this week?
Cleveland. So a division,
can't lose though.
Can't lose game.
Yeah, if they beat Cleveland, they win the division.
Win the division.
If they lose to Cleveland and Baltimore beats Green Bay, then the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game is for the division.
Yep.
That's the way I understand that. So you're right. It is a very important part of the season. You can't be doing this crap. So, man, that guy.
I mean, now you're making – Cleveland still has a good defense. They still have Myles Garrett. They still have all-pro cornerback Denzel Ward. And the Steelers have a big receiving core issue. So now you take DK Metcalf, who we went and had to go get in the offseason. It just makes it very worrisome to look at now how are we going to score points without throwing the ball to a tight end when you have nobody giving those safeties threats over the middle. Or you can just run the ball 40 times.
Well, I know you're a real Steelers fan. I am not. But I even know that when you play the Browns, you never know, man. It's a divisional game. And I know the Browns absolutely suck rocks. But this is their Super Bowl beating you. And you're right. They have a good defense. The Steelers' offense has looked good the last couple of games, but now DK does something stupid, and you don't have him. It's like, dude, how to get – like, just get out of your own way. So, right – I mean, like, back-to-back text. One text says, there's video that seems to back up what the fan claims. Another one says, dude, that fan is full of crap. Look at the look on his wife's face while DK shoves him. It tells the whole story. I don't know, man. I don't know what was said. I would imagine – we'll find out. I mean,
and for as many cameras and microphones exactly. are usually in that building,
that's what I mean.
We're gonna hear something.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, it's just bad because it's another example of the Steelers now have a more definite chance of ending up 9-8.
Yeah, you're gonna Mike Tomlin this thing after
all. Tomlin is going to get attacked even more, and you know, wrongfully so, because. I believe this is probably one of the worst rosters that we've had in recent years. I mean, recent years we've been bad, but this is not a great roster. And we're expecting Mike Tomlin to do dangerous things with this kind of underwhelming roster.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Hold on to your hat. It's not over yet, baby. My Ravens hanging in there. I'm serious. I still believe John Harbaugh should be fired ahead of Mike Tomlin. I think the Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh. And I get it. Lamar Jackson got hurt in that game last night. Okay. It happens. They had no business losing that game. They were up. They were still up 11. Fourth, 9 minutes left, whatever it was. John Harbaugh can blow anything. Don't clip that. John Harbaugh can blow any lead, is what I meant to say. He can blow any lead. My God, it's unbelievable. So I feel like they need a fresh face in Baltimore. Although that's kind of dangerous because it's like, who is that? Who is that guy? I don't know.
It's the options of, okay, the Steelers do fire Mike Tomlin or Baltimore does fire Harbaugh. Who do you go get? It's not like the market is super, you know, saturated.
I know. You got to know. Well, I mean, look at the coordinators. You know, Cohen has done a great job.
Robert Saleh in San Francisco.
Well, no, I'm saying like, The coordinators that have been promoted to head coaches, like Ben Johnson has turned the Bears around. Cohen has done a great job in Jacksonville. Who was the other one I was thinking about this year? I can't remember, but you got to find...
Aaron Glenn, obviously the other side of that coin.
Yeah, you know what's funny? The Jets are absolute garbage. I think Aaron Glenn's fine.
I think so too.
I don't think he's the problem. It doesn't seem it.
Again, Robert Saleh wasn't the problem in New York.
Right. Aaron and he's Glenn's now back problem. As a coordinator. Like, D'Amico Ryans was a guy. So, let's not outthink the room. There's probably a couple of really good coordinators that could step up and really help Baltimore. What if John Harbaugh became the Steelers coach and Mike Tomlin became the Ravens coach? Would they be the exact same as they are now?
I think everyone just does it. We all just meet right at the Mason-Dixon line and just do a jersey swap.
Yeah.
Everyone just hands it over because it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. And not all of it is John Harbaugh's fault because Lamar with that hamstring, he's been hurt all year. And when he doesn't run, their offense looks garbage. But the fumbles and just.
Derrick Henry's not had a good year.
Dude, there's something up with them. You can tell I'm pissed off because I've lost money on them. Because I have.
I mean, they're a team where. Every single time you think they're going to seal a game or be the favorite, they just throw it away.
Yeah. Oh, Kellen Moore's another one.
Yeah, Kellen Moore's
pretty good.
He had a really good run in Dallas, and I think he's kind of struggling right now.
Well, Philly misses him.
Yeah.
And he was the coordinator there, and yeah, he's done a pretty good job with no quarterback in New Orleans. I don't know what you think of Tyler Shuck, but handsome fella, but
not the guy.
Nah, I don't think he's the guy.
Especially when they haven't got. I mean, who's their highest paid player on their offense?
Yeah,
is still Kamara,
probably.
And he's had, I'd say, an abysmal year. Like probably the worst we've seen Alvin Kamara to a point where he's just deciding not to play games on Thursdays.
Well, we looked at it last week. It was last show. Suk and I were together. We had the NFL financial efficiency rankings. I don't know if you were on that show or if it was Schultzy, but the SpotTrack does that, and it's great. And they basically look at the money you're spending for the production you're getting. And the Saints were like top six in the NFL. But their problem is they just don't spend what they are spending. So Kellen Moore has his hands tied, and he knew he had his hands tied going in there. But he wanted a head coaching job, gets that paycheck, And so the Saints, even though they stink too, he doesn't have any players, but what he does have, he's actually doing a pretty good job with. So there's got to be a hot quarter. I don't know who the hot names are this hiring cycle. I mean, we'll find out, you know, within the next 3 or 4 weeks, but man, there's got to be somebody that can do a better job than John Harbaugh, just blowing games right and left. My God.
And he's...
My God.
Again, they've struggled a lot in the playoffs, too. They got bounced by...
That's what I mean.
...a Tennessee team.
Yes.
To a point where they went and got Derrick Henry, and now they have Derrick Henry.
Yes.
And he's fumbling the ball for him.
Look no further than... Their whole season was that first game. That Bills game, they went in there... I forget what kind of lead they had. It was a pretty good lead. Double-digit lead. And they absolutely dribbled it down their leg. That is John Harbaugh's team. And it hasn't changed.
At one point, they going into half, they led the game 20-13. And then
they were up more than that.
Then they put up 14 in the third quarter. So, I mean, they were up by three scores going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ravens fans got to be pulling their hair out. All right, coming up next, let's get to In the News. We've got a jackpot, Timberline Lodge news. And what is it with people driving into floods? That's next, but first, here's Lowercase with SportsCenter. All right, welcome back. Good little Monday. It is December 22nd, 2025. It is time now on our show for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Please be seated. All rise. Thank you. Ladies, please. Thank you. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, National Cookie Exchange Day. You know, we were going to have the Stat Badger in here today, Dave Bartu, but he had to cancel. He was bringing cookies. He makes Christmas cookies, that guy.
What type of cookies?
I couldn't tell from the photos, but they looked, I don't know, they looked like sugar cookies.
Is he the type of guy that makes the sugar cookies with the sprinkles on top, or is he a design type of guy?
Let's go take a look. Yeah, they looked all to be the same shape. So I don't think there were designs. I'm going to go back and look at those cookies. You get me intrigued. What were these things here? Yeah, they look like sugar cookies, all of the same shape and no sprinkles even. Kind of lame, really.
So it's all what's in the mix. It's about what's in the
mix. Right. Well, they're probably not done. It looks like he just pulled them from the oven and he shot me a in-progress photo.
Usually a cookie that has, you know, like a dangerously, like, I'd say aggressive presentation, one that's got a bunch of sprinkles, a bunch of frosting. Those usually are the ones that taste
that you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
I feel you. Yeah, these look pretty basic. I'll have to ask him. The Stat Badger ducking us today. It is also Abilities Day, so shout out to you and all of your abilities. Is there something you can do that most people can't? Well, rap.
Yeah,
you're a rapper, Lowercase.
I have pretty good recall of lyric information.
So now, can you freestyle rap?
I can, on occasion.
Because I find that amazing, people's ability to do that. I could never do that.
It's really just finding a lot of good filler words, because there's a lot of stuff that, obviously, what I like to do, if I'm ever doing it, is have someone throw different words out at you and try to, you know, make a story or do something along
that.
Yeah,
but you have to do it so quick.
Yeah, but again, that's what I'm saying. There's just a lot of filler words that you find in between, and then all of a sudden you got your stories kind of crafting itself.
Huh. According to Lowercase, freestyle rapping, not that hard. It is for this old fella.
It takes a lot of practice, though.
Shortest day of the year yesterday. Things are looking up from here, guys. But more rain. As a matter of fact, my weather app was just telling me that the rain is moving in right now. Is it raining out there, kids?
Do you think we're going to get some snow?
Probably. Snow? Here?
Yeah.
No, it's too warm.
I know.
It's like 50 degrees.
I got to hope.
What's the matter with you?
I'm hoping.
Oh, you want the white Christmas?
I want a white Christmas.
I moved to Colorado.
Fair.
Although you go up to Timberline, I guess they had some snow up there. They're finally opening Timberline Lodge, kicking off ski season, I think they said today. Finally going to get that bitch open. Oh, no, it said it opened for the ski season Saturday. Limited beginner terrain. Not that. That's good. That's late. No, I can do without the white Christmas. Unless we go all in, like, you know, we're in Alaska or something. Or
see,
Canada.
Again, that's what I mean by a white Christmas. I don't want like it just to snow. I want some coverage on the ground.
Yeah, you want like the real,
like yeah, like well, you need to wear sunglasses outside because
yeah, I got you.
It's gonna blind me from all the snow.
Yeah. See, if it's gonna, see, I'm the opposite. If it's gonna snow, give me a nice little dusting in the morning. Makes everything look pretty. I got a photo. I get some coffee going, and then it melts off, and I can go play golf.
See, there you go. It does stop the golfing, so there you go.
They're saying more rain this week. As a matter of fact, I was just reading a story here. I've got to tell you, as your noted newsman, and I'm obligated to tell you that KGW is saying that as many people prepare for the holiday week, utility companies and emergency officials in Oregon are warning about the potential for power outages on Christmas Eve. What will Santa do?
Light a candle.
What if he lights his little red suit on fire?
You just got to be careful about, you know, making sure you put the fire out before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Can't have Santa burning up Santa in your
needs,
chimney.
I mean, I don't know. Does Santa need light? He's going to be drunk. High winds December 24th could be strong enough to knock down trees and power lines. The National Weather Service in Portland reports gusty winds of 30 to 45 miles per hour are expected on December 24th, Christmas Eve. Damn it. You know what sucks about that? All the people that
all
have
the trees?
To, well, but all the people that have to then go work on that on the holiday. You know, like all the PGE bros out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're sitting there, like, in our houses going, well, come on, PGE. And then, but think of it the other way. It's like, they're out there like, ah, this sucks, it's Christmas.
Yeah, I'm trying to be with my family.
Yeah.
And instead, I've got a foot-long tree or a branch
that's
in
right.
my window.
Working for you. Now, that is their job. But are you at all prepared for a power outage? A long power outage? Because I'm not.
No.
I never am. I just hope that it comes back on quickly, and if it doesn't, I suffer.
I live close enough to my parents where I know that they have canned foods that could at least last me for a while. But if it's just me by myself in my apartment, yeah, no, I'm doomed.
We're in trouble.
Big time.
Powerball jackpot tonight. So I guess last time we talked about this, it was like $1.1 billion or something. Remember we were talking about the billboard? There's a billboard on I-5 that keeps me quite up to date on the Powerball jackpot numbers. And I see that it's $1.6 billion tonight. I still didn't buy a ticket, but hopefully you did and you win. What
good,
is it?
Good odds if you're in the Northwest.
And why would that be?
Because didn't the last two lottery winners come out of Oregon?
Well, no, I was saying that last time. No, not the last two, but there have been two giant jackpots that have been hit in Portland in the last year and a half. So that's why I was asking you then. I was like, are we hot or are we due to be shut out here?
I feel like we might get shut out on this one. If we could take like a state pool, I'm going to guess Kentucky on this one.
So we got to fly to Kentucky to pick up our tickets?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? Do you play the lottery?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. But every once in a while, I get roped in by the big jackpot.
I sports bet. I feel like they're already taking enough of my money.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and that's, well, at least that you have a chance of winning. But I always do, like, one time I was going up to the mountain, and I stopped at Zigzag. Like, I feel like I'm somehow doing better for my odds of winning by picking up lottery tickets
at a
in
random
some
mom and pop
stupid
that
place
that just happens to sell water.
Yes. God, I'm an idiot. Coming up next, what is it with people driving into floods? We have another one on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One NFL team is moving to a dome. We will talk about that in our next radio segment.
What?
Yeah. This is in the news, December 22, 2025. We have another person die driving into a flood. This happened in Seattle. We talked about this, I don't know, like a week and a half ago here on In the News. And this one's in Amity. It says here, a 52-year-old man drowned while driving his car across a flooded road at around 7:40 a.m. Friday morning. The driver was attempting to cross Southwest Dijon Road in Amity when he bypassed a barricade and entered high water. After the car got swept away by the water, the man was able to exit his vehicle. However, the driver also got swept away, and they were able to find his body about 30 minutes later via drone. Ultimately got to the point where the car started to float and the current took the vehicle off the roadway. They saw the occupant get out of the vehicle and he did not survive. What? Why do people do this? Is this...
We just talked about this.
We did, yes. I feel like it is the flood is the least respected natural disaster. Like, people have no respect for the flood. Why? It's barricaded for a reason.
Why are we trying to mess with Mother Nature?
That's right.
Like, why? Do we think that we're...
She'll kill you.
Again, do you think that you're stronger than a river?
Yeah, like, what do you think... Exactly. Like, what do you think you... is? Listen, this guy died. That's terrible. And I feel bad for his family, and it's the holidays. But what do you think you're going to do? It's barricaded off for a reason.
Turn around, pal.
It's crazy, man. You know, I asked ChatGPT that question. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I asked them... Which weather event do people have the least respect for? Very interesting answer. It is not flood. Can you guess? This is in the United States only. There is the leading weather-related killer in the United States causes more fatalities each year than floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes combined. What do you think that would be? Because we definitely don't respect it. And it kills us all the time.
I can't think of the word, but what's the word when, I guess, a bunch of erosion washes the road away?
You talking about landslide?
Landslides. I guess, but those are, that's flood related.
Yeah, it's not the landslide.
What is it?
Lowercase. Of Gresham, Oregon. Wait, Lake Oswego?
I'm from LO.
Yeah. And it was one of those two. They're very similar. Lowercase, it is extreme heat. Why are we cheering? Should not cheer extreme heat deaths. But no, and that makes total sense. When it gets super hot, I mean, I remember, you remember that 116 degree day?
Yeah.
It wasn't that day, but I think it was like the day before, it was 112. We went and played golf.
I think I did too.
Like, what are we doing? And I have a history of overheating. I'm a candy ass.
I don't mind the heat.
I don't either.
I can bear it a little more than I can bear the cold.
And see, that right there, that attitude is
That's what kills us.
Why, yes. I'll be fine. It's hot. I like the heat. I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, so this says the weather event...
More than floods, tornadoes, and...
Hurricanes combined. Yeah.
Is that because we have a lot of fires, or is that just because of drought in places?
No, extreme heat is different than fire. Wildfire, you know, extreme... It's just hot. People don't have AC. They don't, you know, they just don't take the right precautions.
Arizona summers.
Yeah. I mean, people die here all the time when it gets super hot.
Yep.
Says the weather event that people tend to have the least respect for relative to its actual danger is indeed extreme heat. It's a silent killer. There's no real urgency to it. It's not like, you know, like the hurricane is coming, it's going to hit your house.
See, that's, again, the relative to the actual danger. That's what gets me.
Because, exactly.
Yeah, the extreme heat, you're not going, all right, I have to board this door up, do this, that, and the other to prepare for it. You're kind of just like, all right, I guess I'll turn my AC up a few degrees.
Well, not only that, well, most people don't. If you have AC, you're not dying of extreme heat. But I'm just, like, most people just, they're like, well, it's hot. Like, what am I going to do? I can't get out of it. I can't go somewhere else. It's just hot. I have to deal with it. And then the other thing, too, about extreme heat is vague symptoms. You know, sometimes the symptoms when you're overheating, they're kind of subtle. They're not, you know, it's not like you're drowning.
Especially when a lot of the time to mask the heat, you're doing something, you know, either beverage related or just something to cool yourself down. Whether it's swimming, whether it's drinking, what have you.
Yeah. That's in the news for December 22. Can you believe that? 3 days from Christmas, December 22, 2025.
Has the Christmas spirit hit you yet?
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely in the Christmas spirit.
I'm like 60% of the way there. You're not quite there. Full Christmas.
Why? You don't have much time.
I know. I feel like I'm missing something that I've done in years past, like a tradition that I'm forgetting, and I can't remember what it is.
Wow, you're doing great over there. Yeah, I'm in the Christmas spirit, but I gotta say that I'm not. It is weird. Maybe I'm not in the Christmas spirit.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I don't have any much of anything done shopping-wise, and I kind of am blowing it off. And that's not good. I got my wife something. That's good. But I'm kind of leaving everything else to her, you know, like for the kids and everything. And that's... I shouldn't do that. I'm usually not that bad. This year I am. I don't know why. You're on your own. Like, my brother asked me. He's like, what does this person want? I'm like, I don't know. Ask Nurse Nice. What is this person? I don't know. Ask Nurse... You know, that's not very good of me. So maybe I'm not in the Christmas spirit. Ah, bah humbug. I feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit. I love Christmas, man. It's just come so fast this year.
I know. It feels very abrupt.
Everything's so fast. Like floodwaters. It's brought to you by the Advocates. Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Yes, an NFL team is moving to a dome. We will get to that next in headlines. And then we'll take a look at Oregon, Texas Tech. Also, next hour, a Where Were You When 2000 NBA Finals edition segment will do. It is Isaac. We've got lowercase Casey Smith with us here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.